This is a phase one commutation hearing for Jeffrey King, ABC number 170435. Mr. King is 37 years old and has applied for a commutation. And much of his assertion or his reasons for applying for commutation is that he maintains that he is SNI. This crime involves, there's a very lengthy description of the crime in the pre-sentence investigation, but essentially it occurred on June 23rd, 2014, and Mr. King was at a, had been at a casino and through a very long story, attempted or was driving out with a Mercedes, a black Mercedes that belonged to someone else. And that for that he was charged and convicted of theft of a means of transportation. He received 7 years. The other thing that occurred that day is that when police attempted to detain him, he fought back with the police officers. This statement says he brought his cuffed hands in front of him, began punching and kicking the squad car plexiglass. He told police he would kick them in the chest and attempt to flee if either door were open. And he catapulted himself into a police officer and tried to escape. So for that, he received a second count, which is running concurrent to the other count. The other count of escape second degree, and he received 2.25 years for that. When he was convicted, it was via plea agreement, and he, one of the things cited in the plea is that he had a prior, and the prior conviction was also for theft of a means of transportation. So it was the same crime that he was committing another time. Mr. King is asking for a reduction of 1 year and 10 months in his sentence, and that would give him a sentence of time served. As is, without the reduction, his temporary release date is April 28th of 2020, and sentence ending date is July 14th of 2020, so just about a year and a half from now. Mr. King has a very lengthy criminal history, and that includes several terms of prior incarceration for a burglary third degree, theft of means of transportation, which occurred in April, or the sentence began April 2002, another theft of means of transportation, sentence beginning July 2002, another burglary third degree from 2003. In addition to these, he has a probation revocation. He had been on probation when he committed one of the burglaries. He has shoplifting charges. He has another probation revocation for which he was returned to prison. He has bad check charges or convictions from 2003. Drug paraphernalia in 2003 for which he was found guilty. So Mr. King has a long history of criminal behavior. He also has four major discipline citations since he's been incarcerated. His most recent discipline citation is October of 2018 for horseplay. And that same day, another one for a minor for criminal damage. Before that, he had received a minor ticket in February of 2016 for threatening. Mr. King has completed some programming, Thinking for Change, Cultural Diversity, GED, Functional Literacy, Substance Abuse Programming, and Pre-Release. He requests that he'd be allowed to be released. He would return to his mother's home and would collect SSI, which evidently he was collecting before he was incarcerated. As to whether his sentence is excessive, Mr. King received more than the maximum, more than the presumptive sentence. He received 7 years. And for the escape second-degree charge, he received a presumptive sentence of 2.25 years. As to whether that's excessive, given that he had two prior convictions for the exact same crime, for the theft of the means of transportation, I am not seeing that as an excessive sentence. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Hearing no input, I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. Jeffrey King, ADC 170435, that we not pass his application for commutation of sentence to the governor.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. The application will not be passed to phase two. And this concludes his hearing.